We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So should we just run the same script again? Should we just play back last week, or are we gonna or should we try to do it live?
We'll do it live.
All right,
we'll try to do it live this week.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, we figured Andy ran the same script, so we're gonna run the same script with you, Mayor. Quentin Lucas with us here on 610 Sports Radio. Game looked exactly like the Colts game to me, and I know you're kind of feeling the same way, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this is just it's really going on, what, maybe 3 weeks of inferior football. I think it started in Detroit. We saw the run game, run defense be awful. We saw our own run game play terribly. I mean, it's troubling. I mean, I guess we moved from a 31st ranked defense to 27th, which is, you know, real thrilling. But, you know, in the AFC South, is marching through Arrowhead Stadium and looking like giant killers.
How much blame do you take for this play? Because you went to that Detroit game, and since then they have not played good football.
Well, you know, it's funny, man. Sly James, my predecessor, got two World Series, one win, and then the Chiefs, you know, within a little bit of the Super Bowl. We got to turn it around, or you guys are going to be voting me out in a little bit of time. But, yeah, we got work to do, to say the least.
Well, yeah, and then it's really not just work to do. It's the same work that we talked about last week, though. Like, everyone can come in here and run. And when you see 180 yards by the Houston Texans led by Carlos Hyde, you have to think to yourself, oh, my goodness, what's going on here?
Well, you know, we said this before. I mean, everybody is coming prepared, and I don't know if there are people to pick up. I know injuries have decimated us on both sides of the ball, but frankly, that is not unique to us among football teams. And so it is something they need to work on, I think, nonstop. We have to play on Thursday, which is less than ideal because everybody's banged up. But, yeah, it is an issue for us. The other thing on the offensive side, though, we've got to commit to the run. I mean, Andy can't kind of back away from it, and we need to find a core. We're seeing mediocre running backs on the other side be able to knock us back for 100-plus yards every game. Why don't we start doing the same?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, the injuries are an excuse for a certain level, but you're seeing a third-string quarterback go in last night with Pittsburgh. I don't even know his name. Wins the game. The Houston Texans were banged up yesterday. A couple of their defensive starters were out of that game. They found a way to win the game. There's
Colts
injuries.
The game before.
The Colts the game before had injuries.
Tons of injuries.
They won the game. Like, we've got to go out there and now stop using injuries as an excuse and find a way to start winning some of these football games. And I think a lot of it does start with obviously stopping the run, but committing to the run. They had four running plays in the second half yesterday, and one of them was on 2nd and 14.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, it's the sort of thing. Right now, we are having some real issues. Some of it includes on the coaching side of things. I mean, we have got to make that commitment to the run consistently, recognizing that we are, I mean, my heart breaks for Patrick every week. You have this pocket. The pocket keeps collapsing. There is tons of pressure on him. If anything, to alleviate our passing game and Patrick Mahomes, who's hobbling around now, you have got to start committing to the run so the defenses can't line up the same way. I mean, they figured out how to do it, which is to rush us in the pocket. You maul Travis Kelce, and we see that the referees help us out there. They're not an excuse, by the way. They suck for everyone. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, I mean, that ends up being something we need to diversify. We said this last week, you have to diversify our offensive attack. We still need to do it, and just adding Tyreek Hill, as we saw yesterday, isn't enough.
Yeah, you mentioned the Travis Kelce play, man. What is your take on the way that these games have been officiated?
You know, what we need to do, and everybody just needs to agree, we need to just have, like, some referees in, like, New York. They may still screw it up, don't get me wrong. But just watch, and then somebody throws a flag, almost like the TV timeout weird people on the sidelines, and tells us when to stop. Because it's buffoonery. I mean, it was ridiculous yesterday. I'm at the stadium, right? And first of all, nobody knows what's going on. And then, look, I'm not an expert in NFL rules. I know if it's not PI, then it's at least illegal contact, defensive holding. You know, you just can't tackle a receiver, you know, 15 yards down the field. But that's not allowed in any type of football, from Pop Warner to flag football that I played in college. And so, no, it's preposterous. The amount of time they're wasting on all of these, the momentum that they're killing. I mean, you were looking at what, going up 24-9, and then we flip it the other way. Mm-hmm. It has been awful, and we've seen it consistently, certainly for the Chiefs this year, but throughout the league. And I just think it's time, get the professionals, all the technology there. Let's just stop from having, you know, five old guys kind of just talking about, hey, what are we going to do? No offense to older people out there, by the way.
Right. Is there something like you and your fellow mayors can do in NFL cities to rectify this? Yeah. Because that's what you politicians do. When something goes wrong in sports, you demand an investigation, even though you haven't been paying any attention to anything that's been going on. Hey, we demand an investigation. So can you do that?
You know, I would think so. I mean, you saw last year all those Saints fans filed like lawsuits, which are a little ridiculous, but I would hope the NFL is seeing that too. In the first half, you guys remember there was like a flag every 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's destroying the pace of the game. Kind of like if you remember how baseball a few years ago, Bud Selig, I think, led all of that stuff of like, how do we speed up the game, make it better, and they continue to do that. I really think the NFL is at that point now.
I don't disagree. Real quick, before we let you go, Mayor Lucas, do you think maybe sitting pat on Thursday is a good idea?
Yes. I mean, 100 times, yes. Look, it is a short week. His ankle won't have time to recover. And let's just be honest with ourselves, folks. We should be able to beat Denver with a backup quarterback. If we can't, then we got problems. And still what? You know, dress Patrick on Thursday. We can bring him in if it's an atrocious first half. But particularly with the short week, the way that I think he's been hobbled even more each week, it is important because we all know that he is vital to this team. This is the Aaron Rodgers Green Bay thing, Drew Brees in New Orleans. I mean, this is our guy. We cannot succeed with him hobbled into November and December.
Are you going to the game in Denver?
No.
Thank goodness.
I'm going down the jet set life, man. People are going to get mad at me after a while, so I got to stay here.
All right, good. Maybe they'll have a good performance because the last three games you've been at, not so good.
Not so good. Not blaming you, but everybody's up for blame right now, you know?
Hey, that's a good point. Good point. I'll see you guys.
All right, take care. Quentin Lucas, Mayor of Kansas City, with us here on 610 Sports Radio.
Fesco in the morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.